This week, we will practice a form of prayer called the examine. This practice allows us to sit and attend to what we otherwise might miss in the busyness and chaos of our days. The examine helps us to notice what is stirring within us and reflect upon what God reveals to us about the state of our souls. As you begin to slow down from the busyness of your day to be present with God, take a few deep breaths in and out. In and out. Can you begin to connect with a sense of hope as you anticipate this time with God? The Almighty Creator, who sustains the heavens and the earth by His power, draws near to you with delight, giving you His full attention because He loves you. God loves spending time with you. Ask God to show you something from your day for which to be grateful, even if you can't think of anything right away. Is there a moment that you didn't think much of at the time, but that God is bringing to mind now? What did you do today that made you feel most alive? When you think back, what activities cause you to smile or feel joy as you remember them? Second Peter chapter 1, verses 3-5 say, His divine power has given us everything needed for life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Thus He has given us, through these things, His precious and very great promises, so that through them you may escape from the corruption that is in the world because of lust, and may become participants of the divine nature. Was there a moment where you felt God's power? Whether a conversation you chose to walk away from, or a child you chose to show grace to, or a roommate you felt compelled to pray for, did God empower you with godliness? Spend time thanking God for the ways He allowed you to experience life, joy, and godliness. The ways you participated in His divine nature this very day. revisiting the emotions we don't take time to feel as we hurry through our days helps us see when and where something was going on deep beneath the surface of our lives. God cares and knows about the undercurrent of our hearts. He is more aware of our thoughts, motivations, and desires than we are. As God reveals the state of our souls to us, we better understand the connection between our thoughts, emotions, and behavior. 1 Peter chapter 1 continues, "For this very reason, you must make every effort to support your faith with goodness, and goodness with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with endurance, and endurance with godliness, and godliness with mutual affection, and mutual affection with love. For if these things are yours and are increasing among you, they keep you from being ineffective and unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." As you think back on your day, were there moments when you were filled with faith, goodness, knowledge, self-control, endurance, godliness, mutual affection, or love? Were any of these increasing in you? If so, where? If you found these lacking during your day, ask the Lord what is keeping you from living into these realities. Trust that God is guiding your reflection back through your day. Finally, as you look ahead to tomorrow, is there a moment or series of moments when you know you will be tempted to live into your old, sinful, and corrupt nature, rather than living out of your identity in Christ, made fruitful for God's kingdom? Ask God to help you trust Him with those moments. Can you picture Him holding those meetings, tasks, or people for you so that you don't have to feel as though you are carrying them alone? Can you picture Him holding them, or even carrying you? Ask God to help you hear His voice tomorrow and to hope in Him.